Iranian parliament declares support for U.S. riots against terrorist Trump. By John Hayward on June 3, 2020. The Iranian parliament jumped on the bandwagon of oppressive authoritarian regimes using the riots in American cities to score political points against the United States, and issued a statement declaring Black Americans have been unable to breathe for decades under the pressure of racial terrorism by the U.S. regime. Today, American nightmare is emerging more than ever, and the cry of the oppressed blacks is being heard, who, like martyr Malcolm X, want to shout that we are victims of Americanism, the victim of the hypocritical system that today seems to be all over the world, as if it has the authority to tell all the people of the world how to run their country, said the Iranian parliament, as quoted by Iran's Press TV, which hastened to explain to its audience that Malcolm X was also known as El-Haj Malik El-Shabazz and was a Muslim. According to Press TV, the Iranian parliament also tossed in the 400 years of slavery talking point that has obsessed the American left of late, thanks to the New York Times comprehensively debunked, but still on course to be taught in schools, 1619 project, and claimed Black Americans suffered disproportionately from the Wuhan coronavirus as well. Left unmentioned was that few demographics on Earth suffered more from the coronavirus than Iranians, thanks to their government. The parliament also condemned President Donald Trump as a terrorist for supposedly threatening to kill American protesters, demonstrating that people in other countries are not only victims of U.S. state terrorism, but that Americans are the first victims of various forms of terrorism. On Tuesday, Press TV invited Black American community organizer Desmond Adams to use its pages to argue that America is a dreadful place to live if you're not white. Adams was very complimentary to the murderous Iranian regime while fuming with hatred for America. So, here in Buffalo, there was shootings, there was all types of incidents that happened last night. And every night since Saturday's protest here, but there have been uprisings across America. And there have been shootings and viral videos of the National Guard behaving like complete animals, shooting people right on their front porches, shooting people in the street. We just saw a video out of Atlanta, where they bashed in the windows of this young Black couple and tasered this young teenager, almost unconscious. He was not moving. So, this is just boiling over. This is happening. And I just want to say thank you to the world that sees this, you know, thank you. I saw what your foreign minister said about what the American government is doing to us here, and I want to say thank you to him. I want to say thank you to the Iranian people that held that candlelight vigil for George Floyd. I want to say thank you to London, to Germany, to all the people that are standing up and saying no. What the U.S. is doing to its Black population is disgusting, it needs to stop. We know what the United States does when they go into places like Iraq and Afghanistan. When they fund these right-wing militias and coup attempts like what they try to do in Venezuela. Adams went on at great length about the U.S. military supposedly enforcing the racist American empire on people of color around the globe, as well as with what they did in Iraq during the Shock and Awe campaign and during the entire occupation. His Iranian hosts were evidently not sporting enough to tell him what Iran did to Iraqis during the U.S. occupation and the Iran-Iraq war preceding it, or what they have been doing to politically inconvenient Iraqis ever since.